Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Kate Constable and Matt Horner, and we have a Monday Night Football odds boost for all of you. Today, there is a doubleheader in football, also in baseball. So it's actually, I wonder if, now that I think about it, has there ever been a doubleheader?
I don't know.
This is like a scoregami type thing.
Exactly. Has there ever been a doubleheader in football and in baseball on the same day? We will effort the answer to that. I actually want to find out now that I think about it. But in any event, this is on the Dolphins-Titans game. It is Tyreek Hill to have over 49.5 receiving yards and a touchdown boosted to +300 at Caesars. What do you think of this boost?
Yeah, I mean, I really like this boost because Tyreek Hill is going to be, as he always is, but especially without Tua, like going to have to be a massive part of this offense. Tyler Huntley under center for the Dolphins today, a little bit better than Skylar Thompson. I'm not going to go ahead and say like a massive bump up, but certainly a little bit better. So I think Tyreek Hill is going to be just fine within, getting over this number. He's only gotten over this once this season, but that was early on, 130 yards in the first game. Since then, he's been fairly quiet for Tyreek Hill standards, but they're going to need him to step up. They're back at home tonight too, and again, a little bit better of a quarterback play than you got last week with Skylar Thompson. So at this number, I really like this.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. I mean, Tyler Huntley, we know he's going to be better than Skylar Thompson or Tim Boyle. Neither of those last two guys there should be in the NFL. Like, honestly, they're not even backup caliber players. Tyler Huntley at least has shown you that he is at least capable of being a decent backup quarterback. And I don't mind this boost because if you take a look, 57% of the bets and 78% of the money is on the under in this game. So obviously people think it's going to be low scoring. The two quarterbacks, Will Levis and Huntley, I don't think anybody is super, in love with them and their ability to score, which makes me think that they're actually going to be able to score. So I don't have a bet in this game, but if I was going to bet it, I'd probably take the over, and that correlates with this. So I don't mind a sprinkle.
Very nice. Get it on the odds boost on Tyreek Hill at +300 at Caesars and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now and head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on this game and every game this NFL season from all of us at BetQL. That is odyssey.com/BetQL. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well, and I'm taking the Lions to cover. The Roar Boys, because I have them to win the Super Bowl. So every week I am taking them to cover, and I got them at -3.5 yesterday. I know they're -4.5 today, but either way, I think they'll cover. I think it will be a big game for the Roar Boys, and they will cover. So Lions -3.5 is my bet for today.
Roar Boys.
Hutch and the Roar Boys, you guys. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know if I've ever heard that, or did you just make that up, Lucy?
No, we Detroit Lions fans call them that. So we're very excited about the Super Bowl chances for this year.
I really want to hear Eminem say the Roar Boys.
He probably has, because he's a Lions fan. He is the Taylor Swift of the Lions. Is he more present as a Lions fan than Taylor Swift has been as a Chiefs fan? I don't know. Lions -3.5.
All right, I like it. I'm going to go back to Dolphins and Titans. I'm going to take Devon Achane to go over 24.5 receiving yards. Make sure you do a little line shopping. I'm looking at a 24.5 right now. I've seen up to 25, 26 other places. But in terms of what the Titans allow to running backs in the receiving category, I mean, they've been solid at stopping running backs, but as pass catching backs, in the backfield, like, it hasn't really been that great. Giving up 9th most receiving yards to running backs, 3rd, 3 receiving touchdowns so far this season to running backs. And I just feel like Devon Achane, especially with Raheem Mostert just officially ruled out, I think he's going to have to play a big role in this game. Plus, you look at what the Titans have given up to running backs in their past two games. They allowed Breece Hall 52 receiving yards and Braylon Allen 23, both in the same game. And then against the Packers, Emmanuel Wilson 35 receiving yards as a running back. So I like Devon Achane to go over his prop tonight, receiving prop.
There you go. Love that. I'm going to go back to the Lions and the Seahawks game. I'm going to take the Seahawks tonight and the under in this game. Now, I haven't officially bet these yet. As always, check my X account and I'll post them because I want to see the most updated splits as we get closer to game time where the money and the tickets are going. But last reported, the Detroit Lions here, the Lions are public favorite numero dos. Only the Kansas City Chiefs are a more public team than the Detroit Lions. Lions, 71% of the tickets and 67% of the money are on them to cover. And then if you take a look at the total here, 63% of the tickets and 57% of the handle is on the over in this game. So I'm going to go the opposite way, obviously, of both of those, fading the public. That's what I do in the NFL. The Detroit Lions, I really haven't been impressed with them, quite honestly. Just take a look at some of their games. They probably should have lost to the Rams in game one, like some bad coaching decisions at the end by McVay. They lost outright to the Buccaneers at home as 7-point favorites. And then they only beat the Cardinals by a touchdown, and their offense looked bad against a terrible Cardinals defense that got ripped by a rookie quarterback in the Commanders this weekend. I don't know. I'm really not that impressed with what the Lions have shown me this year. I don't think they deserve to have that much public support. So I'm going to take the Seahawks. They've been a little impressive. I don't know if they're 3-0 type of good, but they've been pretty impressive. Mike McDonald has them playing well, especially on the defensive side of the ball going in here. And I don't know, just the public loves the Lions way too much. So I'm going to take the Seahawks plus 4.5, and I'm going to take the under at 47 right now in the market. Of course, wait until game time, look at the tickets, check my X, but that's what I'm leaning.
Very nice. Get in on the odds boost plus 300 at Caesars and our bets, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.